Blog Talk Radio.
This is the song that starts the show.
Okay.
I'd like to welcome you to the Healing Light Show on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Reverend Ken Burrow. I want to thank Reverend Stan Shell, who owns this program and originated it, and I'm so honored that he asked me to be the host on this program. Along with me this morning, I have a good friend by the name of Isabella Jones. Good morning, Isabella.
Good morning, Ken. Thank you for having me. God bless you, and God bless everybody who is about to tune in.
Yes, this is our debut show. I asked Isabella to join us because this woman is, in my unsubstantiated opinion, a remarkable woman of God. She has so many testimonies of supernatural things that has happened in her life. Plus, she has an awesome gift of healing. I've been honored to pray with several people, and with Isabella praying for several people is what I meant to say, and with remarkable results. Because our God is good, and nothing is impossible with our God. Isabella.
Amen.
Tell me, if you would please, just a few of the supernatural things that has happened in your life. Now, before you say anything, I want to let people know, Isabella has been doing this for about 25 years. So she has a lot to talk about. Go ahead.
You are right. Thank you. Just to shine some light on things, I used to be an atheist. I wasn't raised with God. I never prayed, never went to church, never owned a Bible, never once looked inside of one. And basically, no human on this earth could ever convince me that God existed. Since I was about the age of 5, I could foresee things before they would later then come to pass. But I could not sort it out to be of God or from God because, I didn't know God. Since 1993, in broad daylight around 11 or 12 noon, as I was sitting in my living room in Colorado Springs, Colorado, I had a broad daylight visitation which changed not only my life, but my perspective on life and on all that I ever have known. I have seen my living room filled up with bright, bright lights. I've seen war on my wall, water rolling on down the wall. I've seen two huge hands open towards me, two angels with long white robes standing, holding together an old-fashioned rolled-up scroll. I've seen Jesus with yellow flowers of a crown turn slowly all the way around. Came back, I've seen two huge hands open towards me with wide, white sleeves. And I've heard God's voice, very dominant but very loving voice, spoke to me and said, "You will be saved as long as you will not deny me." Ever since that moment, my life has completely changed. I started to have dreams where I would, for the first time in my existence, read the scriptures, the Bible verses in my dreams. I started to see and to hear Jesus, holy angels, miracles that no human, no scientist, no doctor, no, not even the law of physics can explain, and also demons and devils. So like I said, it has changed me. And by the grace of God, I have a few gifts of the Holy Spirit, and I must say I absolutely love to be used by God.
I understand that. I like being used by God also. Can you tell me maybe a couple of healing testimonies that has occurred after you prayed for people?
Sure. Well, there was a case in Detroit, Michigan. There was an old deacon who had a scoliosis of his spine, and he couldn't stand up or walk straight. And my compassion went out to him. I could not take to see him in such state. And so I've asked him if it was okay for me to pray for him. And he said, "Well, Isabella, all my life. I've had scoliosis of the spine. The doctors couldn't do anything. I said, well, I am not talking about doctors. I'm talking about Jesus. I happen to have the gift of healing, and I would love to pray for you. And so I did. 2 days later, Deacon Willie came to my job, and he was standing straight, crying like a baby, and the doctors had absolutely no answers, of course. Another one, for example, a young man by the age of maybe 34, I believe, was in Belmont Hospital in also Detroit, Michigan, had tumors, stage 4 on his brain. And the doctors have done chemo and radiation, and there was absolutely nothing else that they could do for him. So they were about to sign him out, and they gave him less than 6 months to live. And so my boss at work, after he has witnessed how God has been healing people through me, asked me to if I would go to the hospital with him, because to pray over his sister's husband, which was the young man with the tumors on his brain. And of course, gladly I went, prayed, and come to find out that not only were the tumors gone, no trace of the tumors, brain, brand new brain, and no trace of him ever having chemo or radiation done to his body. So glory to God. Hallelujah.
Absolutely awesome. And you say you've been doing this for about 25 years. So in 25 years, I know you've probably seen a lot of miracles.
Yeah. Correct.
Do you have any others that you'd like to share? Or would you like me to talk about some that I've seen? It's up to you.
Go ahead. I have a book full, and I know you do too. So, and this show is only 1 hour long.
I would like to, before I get into any more testimonies, I'd like to invite anybody that's out there listening right now to call in. If you need prayer today, we will pray for you. If you have testimonies of what God has already done for you, I have a friend named Lisa Woods. She said she was going to call in this morning. So, Lisa, feel free to call in. The number to call is 515-602-9685. That's 515-602-9685. I messed that up on the last end. Son of a gun. Rented lips. I'm going to have to get some new ones, I think. Once again, I'll give that number out a little slower so you have time to write it down. It is 515-602-9685. And we'll be waiting with a bated breath on your phone call, so call soon, because a bated breath is a terrible thing to have to live with. Now, I've been in ministry, about 35 years, and over a 25-year period, I've probably seen 25 miracles. One of my favorite miracles that happened was there was a young man who used to come to my church named Billy McDonald, and Billy was born cross-eyed. I mean, he was extremely cross-eyed. And one Sunday morning, he looked at me and said, Pastor, do you think God would heal my eyes? And I said a little prayer, and I heard yes. And I said, yes, I believe he will. So I prayed for him, and absolutely nothing happened. Not a thing. I'm just looking at him. He's looking at me as best as he can with his cross-eyed, looking at his nose. And he just walked away. Went in to spend some time with my wife because he loved hanging out with her. And I don't know, about 10 minutes later, all of a sudden I heard my wife yell, oh, my God, oh, my God. Well, you know, when a husband hears a wife yell, oh, my God, like that, very loud, he gets up and he runs directly to his wife. And that's what I did. And she's standing there. And she goes, as I was talking to Billy, his eyes went boom, straightened up right in the middle of our conversation. So glory be to God.
Amen.
We lived in a small town, and Billy was pretty well known because it's a small town. And of course, all the kids, you know, bullied him and picked on him because of his eyes. But I tell you what, that miracle spread through that little town like wildfire. And my church actually grew pretty fast after that. Nonetheless, that is one of my favorite first miracles I've seen. And I've seen many others, you know, and I've been healed myself. A pastor friend of mine by the name of Art Cavett knew that I had a bone spur in my right heel. And I mean, it hurt. Let me tell you, every time I put my foot on the ground, I knew I was going to be in major pain. In fact, my wife and my kids nicknamed me the bear because I growled for the first 2 hours after I got out of bed because I was in pain. Excuse me. Excuse me again. Well, nonetheless, Art asked me one Sunday, he said, "Would you like me to pray for that foot?" I said, "Of course." Now, I didn't feel no tinglies, and I didn't get no big anointing on me. I didn't feel anything, to be honest with you. He just prayed, and I walked away thinking, well, that was a nice prayer. But 3 days later, I got out of bed, and that bone spur was gone and has been for a long, long time. It's like 30 years now. So nothing is impossible for God. Absolutely nothing
Amen.
Is impossible. Recently, back on May 5th, my wife and I and two good friends went to the North Georgia Revival in Dawsonville, Georgia. And I don't know if you've heard about this Bible. There's a Bible that's been leaking anointing oil for well over 2 years now. And they have given gallons and gallons and gallons of this stuff away. They've been giving away little vials of it everywhere they go. And I wanted to go see that because they were going to be at the North Georgia Revival on May 5th. So God opened up doors to provide our transportation, even paid for my hotel room. It didn't cost me a cent. Everything was paid for, which keeps me thinking God's will, God's bill. He'll take care of anything and everything because nothing is impossible with God. So we got there, and Jerry, who owns the Bible, that Jerry Pierce is his name, and he owns the Bible that is flowing oil. And he poured a whole gallon of that into the baptistry because I was going to get baptized there too. So I went there with great expectations. I was expecting, I thought I'd get goosebumps on my goosebumps on my goosebumps. I figured I'd have electricity running all the way through my body. I thought, oh, I'm going to be knocked down, slain out, and rolling on the floor, knocking people over like bowling pins. I was excited, and I was expecting. So when I got there, you know what happened? I didn't get the electricity. I didn't get knocked out. I got wet. That's about all that happened. But the next day, I had the opportunity to pray for a woman who'd had a stroke. And within 30 minutes of praying for her, all evidence of that stroke had disappeared. Yeah. On the way home, we stopped at a restaurant. There was a young boy who had hearing problems. I asked if I could pray for him, and he was instantly healed. His ears opened on the spot. And since May 5th, well over 200 people have been healed since I came back from the North Georgia Revival. And in that period of time, I also had the opportunity to meet Isabella Jones, and we have become very good friends, and we've prayed for a lot of people. Now, one of the people that we prayed for is a Amen. Young lady by the name of Lisa Woods. And Lisa is going to join us right now. Good morning, Lisa.
And good morning, guys.
How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing wonderful. Another wonderful day. How are y'all?
Blessed. So,
yes.
So, you've had, since I've known you, you've had several miracles happen for you, haven't you?
I'm telling you, man, it's been amazing how incredible God has been in my life, yes.
Well, why don't you tell us about a few of them?
Well, to begin with, like, I always had just a crazy, never-stopped mind, right? Like, I was always just 10,000 miles an hour, just north, south, east, and west all at the same time, right? So yeah. The first time I actually met Ken, you, was, talking with you, and you prayed for me. And, I mean, it was instant, like, I thought my brain shut down. It was crazy.
It's called deliverance.
It's still something like I'm having a hard time getting used to because I'm like, man, like I got time to do stuff.
Yeah, I had one girl went through deliverance and she called me the next day and she said, Pastor, I think I'm brain dead.
No doubt. That's what I was thinking too.
Actually, it's called The Peace That Passes All Understanding. It's very peaceful now, isn't
it? Amen.
Absolutely, it is.
Okay, go ahead. Continue. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you're good, buddy. So, more recently, obviously, I've had all kinds of crazy things happening in my life. Devil's just been trying to get me back in my massive addiction and whatnot. And, I was out doing some photography, my silly self decided it was going to be a great idea to go up on a railroad bridge that hadn't been used in 50 years. And anyway, I fell through the bridge, about a 20-25 foot drop, instantly broke my right ankle and dislocated my left hip. I was stuck in the woods for a few hours. But you know how amazing God is. He turns up and he turns out. The next day, like, Ganet was praying for me, and like, I already knew, like, it was all going to be all right, but they put a cast on me at the hospital, and the next day, like, I had to go back for, like, another x-ray and whatnot, and I told them, I was like, guys, this thing's not going to be broken, and they're like, there's no way, like, you're crazy, and so they did an x-ray, and then they came back, and they said, we're going to have to do another x-ray. Cause something just doesn't look right. And I was like, I'm telling you, like, it's not going to be broken. Like, y'all are going to think I'm crazy. And they did a second x-ray. And then they come back and they decided to do a third x-ray. And I was like, guys, like, we're wasting money at this point. my ankle was not broken anymore. And it's just mind-blowing to me, you know,
you
how
actually,
amazing God is.
You actually posted the x-rays, the before and after x-rays, and I was absolutely amazed because you could see the break. It was
right.
A good break. I mean, you could tell it was broken. There would be no doubt in your mind that it was. And then the next one, the after, no evidence of a break at all. Not one iota. Man, when I say nothing is impossible for God, nothing is impossible.
Amen
for
to
God.
That.
Absolutely.
Now, I want to share with a little bit of something that happened with Lisa when I prayed with her, that Jesus did. And that was, she had one leg shorter than the other.
Yes.
Oh, that was amazing. You want to tell it?
Go ahead. I get excited.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, buddy. I just get excited.
Well, anyhow, we're prayed for. And part of my healing gift that I received after coming back from North Georgia Revival is it's kind of like a word of knowledge, but I call it empathy pain. I can actually feel where pain is on somebody I'm praying for and be pinpoint accurate at it. And I had sat down. I'm praying for her one leg shorter than the other, and I could actually feel my leg. Now, my legs are normal. There's no need in my leg growing out. It was normal, but it felt like my leg was growing out. It freaked me out. I was like, what in the world is going on? This is awesome. But her leg grew out as I prayed for her. It was almost immediate, wasn't it?
Like, it was mind-blowing. It felt like a 3D printer. It was like just, it's hard to explain, but yes, like it was the weirdest but awesomest feeling in the world, if that makes any sense.
Well, I agree with her because it was pretty weird and awesome at the same time because I could feel it too, and it just, I'm like, seriously, nothing is impossible with God. I mean, when He can
like
do that over us. They're still normal, right?
Yeah, like, I've still been, I mean, because I've been dealing, you know, with so many health issues my whole life, but just to be delivered from those are just amazing. Like, there's nothing in this world that God will not do for you, you know. And for me to finally come to that understanding is amazing.
Yes. And he also puts your hip back in place.
Yes, yes.
Just awesome. Well, I know as a fact, God truly, I know God as a fact, God truly loves you, because I've watched you change from the day I met you to now. You're a complete different person. Yeah, I get a kick out of your pictures because you see Jesus just glowing out of you everywhere you go. And then you went out one day, shortly after I had prayed for you, you went out and went to a restaurant with an elderly neighbor.
Yep.
Tell us about that real quick, and then we'll have to let you go because I know you need to get back to work.
It'd be all right. I went out with an elder, and they're pretty chill here, so it's just a gas station. But we went out to eat, and it was pretty amazing. You know, like my neighbor, she has had issues walking for years on her bad foot, and anyway, I'll just. Long story short, this lady, I asked her if I could pray for her, you know, and instantly, she was feeling amazing. Like, she got up without her cane, without her walker, and she just starts going around the whole restaurant, and she's, talking to people, you know, because she can actually walk and do it. And so she's going around, and she's telling everybody, you know, just how amazing God is. And our waiter that day, he seemed like he was in a kind of bad mood, and you know, but we didn't let that deter us at all. Like, we was praising Jesus for what was happening, you know. So before it was all done and over with, this guy that was our waiter, he sat down and, you know, he was like, I wish I had the joy that you have. And I said, buddy, it only comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. And I said, he changed my ways that nobody could, you know. I said, and you could have the same thing, you know. So before it's done and over with, you know, this man was saved right there in the middle of the restaurant, right in the middle of a shift, you know. And
hallelujah.
Amen.
So the greatest miracle of them all, someone getting saved, to me, that's greater than any healing miracle.
Amen.
And a woman got healed. And was that your first time praying for somebody's healing?
Yeah.
And it happened?
Yeah.
Wow.
Glory to God. Amen.
You mean anybody can do this? The answer is yes. The answer is yes.
There's faith in believing, you know, so.
Yes. Well, Lisa, I want to thank you so very much for taking time out this morning to speak with us. You are one of my favorite testimonies because of all the things God has done. I'm not going to get into everything he's done for you, but he's done some amazing things in the short period of time I've known you. He's definitely got his hand of protection around you, that's for sure.
Amen to that. So, he's been helping me out tremendously. Yeah,
I know. He's gotten you new tires for your car. He's got your new license plate for your car. He got you a new job. He's just he's really been taking care of you left and right. Because God cares.
Yep.
Jesus cares about every aspect of our lives.
Amen.
Not just our physical healing, but he cares about our emotional healing. He cares. You know, Jesus went around, and every place he went, there was multitudes that he prayed for. And if you read your Bible, you'll see that he set them free from demonic forces. That he delivered them and healed them all.
Amen.
Delivered and healed them all. And when you get delivered and healed, your faith level goes up 100-fold for most folk, you know.
Sure.
Because once you've been touched by God, you cannot forget it. Isn't this true, Lisa?
That is very true.
Okay, well, I'm going to thank you once again. We appreciate you calling in. God bless you. We'll talk to you later.
Okay? You guys have a great day.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye, honey. She is an incredible young lady.
She is.
I've watched her grow from the first time I talked with her to now. It's just amazing growth. But just think of that. She went out to a restaurant, never prayed for anybody's healing before, but had the faith. You know, I tell people all the time, faith is spelled R-I-S-K. You have to take the risk to see anything happen. You know, a lot of people go, well, what if nothing happens? Okay, nothing happens. But
step
what if something
faith,
does
right.
happen? Then you've got a testimony. And testimony
right.
is, in the Greek and Hebrew, I believe the word testimony means God will do
God
it again.
God will do it again. Amen.
So that's, I get excited over God doing it again and again and again. So Isabella,
right.
what else do you would you like to share with us this morning?
Well,
in
we
our
have
second
had
half hour of the
interest.
Program.
Right. We have had some interesting cases, me and you together. We have been praying for a number of people, me and you together. Cases that were stubborn, that were, we've had people who, you could say every organ of their body was inflicted and sick and from head to toe. And one of our friends, her mother, I believe she's 89 years old, and that's mine and your mutual friend, Ken.
Mm-hmm.
She, her ankles were swollen. She was sick. I think she was in the hospital in and out for like the last 5 days, and she couldn't walk. She couldn't stand on her feet. They were swollen. She was dizzy. She had problems with her blood pressure, and they couldn't actually figure out why she's dizzy. She's had problems with breathing, etc. And so I remember... Well, it was very interesting because I prayed over her mother, and the Lord instructed me to put the phone on a speaker to have me speak into to not just over her, but so that my voice would carry throughout the place. And I've prayed for her, and the Lord and one of the ankles, the swelling went down. The second ankle, the swelling did not want to go down. So I asked the Lord, okay, what now? And the Lord said, tell her to lean the phone directly onto that swollen ankle. And she did. And when she did that, I spoke directly into that ankle, into that swelling. And before their eyes, the swelling started to go down. And so the report was that the mother was feeling much, much better, a dizziness, everything was gone. And I believe like 2 days later, it was right back. And so I asked the Lord, what is it? What's going on? How come? Because when God does something, then he does it all the way. He doesn't do anything halfway. So I asked the Lord, so what is it? Why is this woman back to feeling sick and dizzy, etc.? And the Lord told me that there in their house is an object is an object, and I could vaguely see it in his spirit that it was shaped. It had a square shape, but I couldn't.
Uh-huh.
That's all I could see, and so I've called them back and I've asked them if they have anything new, if they have gotten anything new or brought anything new to their house, or if someone has given them any new gifts or anything. And come to find out, the mother, the 89-year-old mother, has gotten herself a sewing kit with the she was sewing up some little Halloween doll. And the Lord told me that this object was cursed, that with the object that they brought into the house, that also that there was not only demons attached to it, but it was cursed. And so I told her to throw it away, which she did. The moment she threw it outside of the house, she said not only they have felt better, but the atmosphere in the house was lighter, was different, was just different. And and we, one of our other mutual friends, she's been having problems
and she, I believe she used to, well, she used to ask me and you almost every day to pray for her, and me and you would pray for her, you would pray for her, she would be better. She comes back, please pray for me again. Then I would pray for her, she would be, she would say that she's healed, that she's feeling better, and again she would come back every day. Ken, can you pray for me, Isabella? Can you pray for me? And which we did.
Yes.
And I, right, and we couldn't figure out, because it made no sense to the both of us, why is she still, why every day is she's getting healed, but on the next day over, she's sick again. And so we went before the Lord, and the Lord told me and you that there was demon activity, that there were demons in the house. And
yep.
after praying for her, as she was going, as we anointed and swept the house, spiritually speaking, swept the house, as we cleaned the downstairs, she still had the upstairs. And as she was trying to go up the steps, the devil knew that he was running out of space, so he attacked her. Suddenly she got dizzy. She couldn't breathe. She couldn't walk up those steps. And so we told her to press through, and she did. She went up the steps, finished anointing and blessing and sanctifying the house. And as she sat down to rest herself for a moment, she reported to the both of us that she had seen a demon, a black, smoky, shadowy silhouette leaving, fleeing the house.
Shadow people,
exactly. So, you know, God connected me and you supernaturally and drew us together. And usually all my life I used to just pray on my own for people. And you told me I'm the only person that you know who has
similar gifts.
Such a gen, right? And exactly. And I come, and I must say, I must say, I return the sentiments that I feel the same way about you. So, there have been some tough cases, but glory to God, the people are healed, because we have to realize we are in the last moments, in the last of days. The devil is not pressing the pause button anymore, because he knows that he's running out of time. And this is a warfare. This is a war, daily war. And so, I'm glad that the both of us are being used so mightily to God's glory. Amen.
Well, you did say one thing that's absolutely true. Now, all my life, I've known that Jesus Christ is going to return.
Amen.
From the day I was saved. I mean, the first thing God had me study after I got saved as a young boy of 12, 13 years old, was the book of Revelations. The book of Revelation, not Revelations. And so that was the first thing I learned about out of the Bible, was the returning of Jesus Christ, our King. And over the years, I have watched biblical prophecy come true right before my eyes. And never before in the history of mankind has things been lined up as they are now for his return.
Sure.
You know, I've seen a lot of people who say they've died and gone to heaven and come back, and the majority of them all say the same thing. Jesus told them, I'm coming soon. I'm coming soon. I'm coming soon. And as time goes by, you will see more and more and more evidence. Paul told Timothy that in the last day, he marked this in the last days, that people are going to be lovers of themselves. You know, well, that's definitely true. All you have to do is look at all the selfies. He is coming back soon. And I believe with all my heart that this is the final outpouring of the Holy Spirit on mankind as promised. He said that in the last days, I will pour all my spirit on all flesh. That your young men will have visions, your old men will have dreams. You'll pour it upon the sons and the daughters. And I'm paraphrasing there, of course, but the point of the matter is, it is happening right before our eyes. Not just Isabella and I are not the only ones out there praying for people and they're getting healed supernaturally. I have a friend of mine who doesn't live 10 miles from me. Him and his team, they are seeing the same things going on and going on. He's blind, people are receiving their sights, which I've only seen happen once. But when you see that happen, it changes your whole outlook. Sure. The same kind of miracles that we are seeing, he's seeing also. Deaf people getting healed, lame people walking. This is the final outpouring because it won't be too much longer before he does return. I believe it'll be in my lifetime, and I'm not a young man anymore. We've got a call coming in right now, Isabella. Let's see who's on the line here, and we'll talk to him for a second. Thank you for calling in to the Healing Light Show. How are you today? Hello? Are you there? Did I lose you? Up.
Lost.
They dropped on this. Just as I answered, they hung up. Reminds me of a friend of mine. Anyhow, we are opening up. If you need prayer today, friends, feel free to call. The number, once again, is 515-602-9685. That's 515-602-9685.
Eight, five.
And we will be more than happy to pray with you today. If you're in pain, give us a call.
That seems to
be my specialty, is getting rid of pain, which is something I enjoy doing. I love serving the living Son of God, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And if by chance you're listening to this program and you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, today is a day of salvation. All you have to do is say a simple little prayer. There's nothing religious about getting saved. There's nothing religious about getting healed. It is all about having a relationship with the living Son of God. He loves
you
so much, he thought you were to die for, and that's what he did. So basically, I want to give out this prayer of salvation before the program comes to an end. And it's simply this. Just say, Lord Jesus, I admit I'm a sinner. I confess my sins to you. I ask you to forgive me of my sins. I believe you died on the cross and 3 days later you rose again, and that you are the living Son of God. Jesus, come into my life. Amen. It's really that simple.
Amen.
And if you said that prayer with me, you will know that Jesus came into your life, because it's a supernatural thing and it's something you can't deny. We're going to take a small break. I'm going to play a song. There's a friend of ours that Isabel and I have prayed for several times and continue to pray for, because we believe her healing is going to manifest. But she has such a beautiful singing voice. So I asked her if I could play her song on the radio show, and she said yes. And this is my friend Nicole, and the song's called
yes.
I Will. Thank you, Nicole, for letting us play.
Meet you in the shadow of my wing. I will. I'll meet you in the wildest of your. Winter's gone, spring is now coming, my love. You feel you're done, you're still and I sing you the song. I whisper, wait. heal the hardest wounds that you can keep. I will. I know it feels long, but trust me, I'll right every wrong. Keep holding on, I promised you restoration.
Got a great
Absolutely
voice.
Absolutely beautiful. Yeah.
Isn't she?
Yes. Yeah.
Now, that's not a religious song, but I don't know. It just seemed to fit the program. And I, once again, want to thank Nicole for letting us use her music.
Yes, Nicole. Thank you.
It was pretty awesome. And we continue to pray for our friend because I believe
with
all my heart that God heals when we pray. What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
I've had a vision of her. I've shared it with her a few days ago. I've had a vision of her standing on a stage. She was totally healed in her full element, missing nothing. Everything was just perfect. And so right there, I knew that, yes, she's coming out of this. She's going to be totally healed. Amen.
Amen. I believe it. You know, you were talking about that woman who's ankles were swelled up. Right after I got back from the North Georgia Revival, a good friend of mine used to attend my church in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Donna May, that's all we're going to say. She had woke up one morning and her face was just totally swollen. Her lips looked like they'd had way too many injections of collagen or something. And she looked terrible. It was really... was not a good thing. She showed me the picture of before. I prayed for her. And I prayed for her. And her fiance at the time, now her husband, was in the room when I prayed for her. And the swelling instantly disappeared.
Amen.
For her over the telephone.
Hallelujah.
And her husband, now his name's Shane, he saw it happen. And it totally flipped him out. She said he walked around for days and days and days telling people, you should have seen this. This was amazing. Look what Jesus did.
That's right. It doesn't just affect the one that's being healed. It affects those that witness it. It affects us. Each time we see how the Lord is working and healing through us, it affects us too and our faith.
It does. I get excited. There are certain people, when they get healed, they are so full of joy and so excited about what God does. I love those people. I get excited with them. I get full of joy with them. There was a lady not too far from here that she had posted she was on pain, and I saw it. So I asked her if I could call and pray for her, and she said yes. So I did. And she was instantly healed. She was instantly walking again. And she was so full of joy,
Jesus.
It actually brought tears to my eyes to hear her being so excited and happy. And I can't help but think, if it brings joy to my heart, how much more joy does it bring to our Savior Jesus? How much joy does it bring to our Father God? Because it is the Father's will that we be healed.
That's the Father's will.
I tell people all the time, Jesus gave us the perfect prayer when he gave us the Lord's Prayer. First, it starts off with, our Father, he gives us the location of the Father. Our Father, who's art in heaven.
Yes.
Then he gives us his character. He's holy. Our Father, art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Then he says the thing that every one of us as believers of Jesus Christ should be praying on a daily basis, and is that thy kingdom come. And I'm thankful that, you know, the Bible tells us, I'm going to take just a little side vent here. The Bible tells us that God knew us before. He said he chose us. How exciting it is to have been born in a generation that's going to see the return of Jesus Christ to this earth.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness.
Amen.
What an exciting time to be alive. It's also a terrible time because of all the evil in the world. But the fact is, thy kingdom come. And then the next thing in that prayer, he says, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Yes.
There is no pain in heaven.
In
There's
heaven.
No cancer in heaven. There's no strokes in heaven.
Amen.
There's no emotional upset in heaven, because when you're in heaven, you're in heaven. And his will is for this earth to be like it is in heaven.
That's right.
He does not want anyone to be sick or ill. God does not put illness on anybody. It does not come. There is not one sickness, one illness, one pain that comes from God. It all comes from the enemy, whose purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy.
And to destroy.
Steal,
yes.
kill, and destroy. And it's him that wants you to be dead. It's him that wants you to be in pain. It's him that wants you to curse the name of God because you're in the pain. But it is not God's will. It is not God's will. And I tell people all the time, you know, it is not the will of God for you to be sick. It is his will that you be healed. Now, I know this is
our first
program, and we're not getting a lot of phone calls. I understood that when Stan offered me the opportunity to host this show. And I want to thank Stan and the Healing Light Show for this opportunity, because so far I'm having fun.
Me too. Thank you.
You know,
thank you, Stan.
I am. I'm having a blast. And we've only got like 6 minutes left in the show. So once again, if you do need prayer, feel free to call in 515-602-9685. We will be doing this program every week. I will update you, most of my friends on Facebook. We spend a lot of time praying with people off Facebook.
Sometimes till 1 and 3 in the morning.
Sometimes you pray for people from 1 to 3 in the morning. I have office hours.
Now,
I try to keep a balance between my family and serving God too, because God gave me my family.
But because of the time difference, when you sleep, I'm up, and when I'm up, you sleep. So I stay up till 3 in the morning. You start off early when I'm still asleep. So,
because I get up about 4:30 every morning. Not every morning, sometimes 5 o'clock. But normally between 4 and 5, I'm up ready to pray for anybody at any given time. And I'm very thankful that God does heal people. I'm very, very thankful that nothing is impossible with God.
Amen.
And
thank
you,
Jesus.
I just want to praise his holy name. Isabel, I want to thank you for being my first guest. I really appreciate it.
my pleasure.
I'm trying to think of another testimony to give before we leave the program with music, but I don't have a whole bunch left. Let's see here. My eyes are not as good as they used to be.
How about your friend with the eyes? Not too long ago, when we prayed over him and his eye, your friend, what was his rich?
He had what they call a lazy eye. And as we prayed for him, we watched his eyes straighten right up.
That's right.
You were on the phone. I was standing in here. He was standing right here in my office. And
that's right.
We watched it happen. And again, there's nothing impossible. I can't tell you how many times I have talked to people on the phone, and I can tell them exactly where their pain is. We have testimony after testimony. We have a group on Facebook called God's Hand Extended Great Healing Ministries International. And there's testimony after testimony after testimony in there about how people were healed. Well, going to have
right.
to wrap up the show. Isabel, thank you once again. We're going to end the song. We're going to end the show with this song called Well Done. God bless you all. We'll be talking to you next
God
time
bless
on
you.
The Healing Light Show. Thanks again, Reverend Stan. We appreciate you
what
giving us this
be
opportunity.
Like when my pain is gone and all the worries of this world just fade away? What will it be like when you call my name? That moment when I see you face to face, I'm waiting my whole life to hear you say, well done.
Once again, I want to take the time to thank Reverend Stan Shell Jr. for giving us the opportunity to be on this program, The Healing Light Show. I want to thank my guest, Isabella Jones. Thank you. You helped make this program a good one. Please join us next week. I'll let you know exactly when and where. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I'm your host, Reverend Ken Burrow.
Waiting my whole life for that day. Until then, I'll live to hear you say, well.